Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Mike Ingersoll here from Inside Carolina. Mike, from reading the Inside Carolina spring football practice reports, it looks like some of the bigger running backs like Javonte Williams could be in line for an increased role during this upcoming season. Talk to us about the difference in blocking for a power back versus one of the speedier running backs.
Well, it's all situational football. Everything boils down to situational football, and you're going to know who you're going to have in the game. So, you know, on third down, I don't want to have to worry about creating some massive space on the backside so we can have some cute little cutback. Third and three, I want to know we're going to get 3 yards. So I want to know that if I am able to open up this front side gap in any way, shape, or form, that my back is going to hit that because that's what he's looking for. So, you know, third down backs, I mean, guys that we love blocking for Ryan because he hit the hole he was supposed to hit 9 times out of 10. He knew where he was supposed to go. He knew his responsibility and he did it. And he was very good at that for a long time. Now, first and second down runs, they're going to be a little more finesse, right? Those are your finesse runs. That's your inside zone with a backside cut. That's, you know, maybe some variation off of a gap scheme. So like maybe a counter or some type of pull situation. We can live with a backside cut into a blitz, right? So you run it into a blitz, you turn a 3 yards in a cloud of dust design play. You actually turn that into a finesse play, running it into certain looks. So you need a specific back for that. I like the guy who's right for the situation. And if you're an offensive lineman and you understand situational football, then you know who you have in the backfield. The issue is when you get caught in a situation and you got a guy who's not your traditional third down back, or he's not your first or second down finesse back, or your every down back, I suppose you'd call him. You know, you get caught in a situation where you don't have that guy and you might not know what's going to happen because you know what your responsibility is. You know what the concept is, what you're trying to accomplish on this play. You know what your offensive coordinator is trying to do, but now you don't know what's going to happen. That's where you see offenses get in trouble. It's just personnel issues, coupling the right personnel with the right situation and understanding situational football. And the best offensive linemen understand that, and they know how to adjust to that. The ones who don't, they struggle.
Thanks for the information as always, Mike. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.